Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Some students returned to in-person classrooms for the first time in months today in Hillsborough and Hernando counties. Today, Governor Ron DeSantis and an advisor to President Trump tried to bolster support for in-person learning during the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Atlas, a physician and member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said during a news conference with DeSantis that evidence is incontrovertible that children are at extremely low risk from COVID-19. Atlas says the focus of testing and other measures should be on vulnerable people, but he issued a controversial warning about closing schools and other parts of society.
You cannot shut down schools and then just assume that you're doing something good because there's some infection in the school. We know that there's a significant drop in learning, but also all the socialization that children need, all of the physical activity, all of the health, all of the nutrition.
DeSantis also emphasized focusing on people who show symptoms of the virus and are especially vulnerable to its effects rather than on people who are infected but asymptomatic.
Having a functioning society is very important in fighting an epidemic. And to put society on its knees is kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face. And so the schools, I think, are an important part of that.
Florida Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran is predicting a state victory in a lawsuit over school reopenings.
And as we know, this morning we just had another great decision for parents, a great decision for students, a great decision for teachers, where the first DCA basically said, in looking preliminarily at what we've done, we have a high substantial likelihood of succeeding on the merits, and was in an absolute rebuke of the trial court trying to take away that right from parents and students. And so I think we're going in a great direction.
Today, Corcoran estimated that about 60% of students statewide are taking part in face-to-face instruction, and about 40% are taking part in virtual or hybrid learning, though the numbers vary by district. The statewide teachers union, the Florida Education Association, argues that the order on school reopenings sidesteps local school board authority to make such decisions. The state says it's meant to give parents a choice. Florida is seeing a decrease in the number of positive coronavirus tests. At the same time, the number of tests being conducted overall is falling. Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is not responsible for the decline in testing. He says fewer people are showing up.
Now that the numbers are going down, there's an effort, it seems like, to say, oh, well, these people are really sick. They're just being denied tests. No one's being denied tests. You don't have the ability, or you have the ability to go, but you have the test sites have very few people.
Emergency room visits for coronavirus have also been declining in Florida. The state has seen more than 630,000 COVID-19 infections since the start of the pandemic. Pinellas County Schools announced over email today that Dixie Hollins High School will now be referred to as Hollins High School. The official school name remains the same. The old nickname, the Rebels, has been replaced with the Royals. Florida's Director of Economic Opportunity has resigned months after being stripped of his oversight of the state's glitch-ridden unemployment system. Ken Lawson said in a resignation letter today that he was leaving his post in the spirit of turning the page and moving forward. The number of unemployed Floridians overwhelmed the state's benefits system, preventing many applicants from filing claims online because of glitch-ridden servers and phone lines. Hundreds of thousands of the state's newly jobless waited for benefits for many weeks, sometimes months, after losing their jobs because of the coronavirus outbreak. The debacle prompted widespread complaints and put Governor DeSantis under political pressure. Some Kenosha residents fear a planned visit by President Trump days after unrest over the police shooting of Jacob Blake may stir more emotions. Trump is scheduled to tour the damage tomorrow and meet with law enforcement as demonstrators call for an officer to face attempted murder charges. Trump's visit comes a week after authorities say a 17-year-old man from northern Illinois shot and killed two protesters. There are several weather disturbances in the tropics that the National Hurricane Center is monitoring for potential development. However, meteorologist Jeff Huffman says none of them pose an immediate threat to the Tampa Bay area.
The most likely near-term development is in the Caribbean, where forecast data strongly suggests a tropical storm could be headed for portions of Central America by midweek. A disturbance east of Florida might also develop, but it is no threat to land. And then in the far east Atlantic, there are two tropical waves that have modest potential to develop by the end of the week.
While there are no current threats, the traditional peak of hurricane season is still more than a week away. Huffman says conditions are still forecast to be favorable for above-normal tropical activity across the Atlantic basin for several more weeks. Mostly cloudy tonight with overnight lows in the high 70s. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms in the morning with high temperatures in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.